that's beautiful, Asim, and it's great to think about the things that you mentioned as well, you know, future events. And it's good to know that we are ready because we have that spirit, but the understanding is good to know. And God will give it to us if we ask Him. If we lack wisdom, we can ask God. And He'll open it up to us. So those things are good. We can assure our hearts that we know that the rewards that we get are the crowns, those five crowns. And whether there's other rewards, I don't know about, but I know about the five crowns for certain. And that there's nothing to fear. We've already been judged. We're righteous before God. And these points are good to remember. And for me, it just shows me the urgency of the times that we're in, and that our focus should be about praying for the labourers. Jesus said, you know, the fields are white unto harvest, but the labourers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth the labourers into His harvest. And so, listening from Sangha and seeing the great work that's occurring there, there's a mighty work occurring. You can't deny it. No one can deny it. India, Nepal, consistent outreach and growth, consistent development. I put a video on yesterday. They're little videos that Sangate sent me, and I asked him, should I put them on for everybody to see? And he said, yes, I could do that. And the very last video, all the believers in that room are all full-time ministers. They don't work circular job. They're all free to live unto God. All of them had nothing. They couldn't afford not to honour God. They couldn't afford not to look to God. They couldn't afford not to pray to God. And so God really is our sufficiency in all things. And my focus, my desire really is to see key labourers. Those that are going to really focus with the Heavenly Father and really desire the labourers, really pray for the labourers, really follow the encouragement that's given, that's come through the gift ministers in the church. And there's many gift ministers, and there's many people that share and speak by the Spirit of God. But if we're going to see things happen, it's going to take a real devoted heart, a real focus with the Heavenly Father. It's getting rid of the distraction, the religion, the tradition, what other people may think of us or don't think of us. I'm the one that's going to stand before God with those rewards, the Bema of Christ. We're going to stand before the Bema. And I'm not going to talk about anyone else but me, give an account of my life, my words. And so I want to live 100% unto God. Now, God says to me, through the Holy Scriptures, that I am complete in Christ, that I've got the full package. Now, I'm plugged in to the power source because of the Holy Spirit. So are you. Now, my kettle is plugged into the electricity at the wall, but it doesn't work unless I put the switch on. So what about us? So it's just about getting focused with the Father. Following the simple encouragement, you stay daily with God. You stay focused with God. You get up. You do the things that you need to do. You live your normal life. If your normal life is getting up, going to work, doing many different things that you have to do, that's what you do. If it's getting up, like myself, I get up, I really don't have much to do. Feed the dogs, put the rubbish out, different things like that. My time is devoted to God. I get up and I pray to the Lord of the harvest. I thank God every day for this new day that He's given me. I am so I live a life of thankfulness, because I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for Him. If it wasn't for His mercy, if it wasn't for His grace, if it wasn't for His love for me. And He's the one that's drew me to Him. He loved me so I could love Him. And there's nothing in my life other than God that I want. Really, there's so much you can have. You know, there's so much you can buy with money. Money's nothing. It's a means to an end. Money, when I mean money is nothing, is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. It's a means to an end. Money is a servant, not a master. And when we learn that, many people make the money the master. They run after it, trying to make as much as they can. But with God, the world says you've got to work hard for everything. But God doesn't say that. God says, you enter into my rest and allow me to provide for you. And whether you're a full-time minister, whether you've got a job, you can still rest within the confines of your work, because you're relying on God. You recognize God as the source of your supply. So for laborers, I'm not the source of the labourers. God is the source of supply. So that's why I go to him and I pray to the Lord of the harvest. Father, you send to me those people that really want to know, that really want to move with you, not just get born again and saved from hell, but they want to live unto you. They want to live the life that you've called us to live. And that's my desire. My desire is for the labourers and to encourage people. And I realise all the years I've been trying to get them, ringing people up, chasing people up, encouraging people and going after them, I've done it in my strength. I've done it in my effort. It was a good heart, but it wasn't God's way. If you are hungry, then you will come to get fed. If someone is seeking, if they search, they're going to find. Now, no one ever run after me. No one ever run after me. I want to know about God. I want to know about Jesus Christ. I want to know about life and what God had for my life. I sought after those things. I run after it. And I've been to many different ministries and all over the place, all in England, different fellowships here, there and everywhere. But when God gave me the direction, then it was up to me to say, okay, I know where you want me connected. I know what, you know, I'm connected to you, but I also know where you want me to be fed from. And so I humbly will move towards that, Father. And then God started to take me through the steps. Okay, now you need to practice, like honouring God. That's one thing that I practice. That's for your blessing. That's for your income, your trust in me. That's the least area you use your faith. And it's quite interesting to think that one of the first things they teach in India after someone's born again and to speak by the Spirit and to speak in tongues is to honour God, because that's the basis. That's the least area you'll use your faith. And without that, the world won't move like it should and like it can. And we get caught up into all these little systems of doing things, but it's just very simple. It's just a walk with the Heavenly Father, that we orientate our heart and mind to God, and we do the things that we know that He wants us to do, the things that are going to be beneficial for us, so that we can be that, you know, blessing, that we obey His voice. The first thing God wants us to do is to listen to His voice and to receive those words, to pay attention to the words being spoken. I got it up already. And I just read it. I've read it many times before. I read it again because it's so important. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And in first one, and there's so much you can learn from here. See, God, He gives us wisdom, knowledge, and joy. In Ecclesiastes 11, it says, God gives to a man that is good in His sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, the unbeliever, He gives travail, or hard labor, that he may heap up to give to him which is good in God's sight. So what God gives to us is not, He doesn't chuck us money, and He doesn't chuck us all these different things, but He gives us His wisdom and His knowledge and joy. He gives us understanding. So the wisdom He gives us is, okay, you honour with your substance. So when you do that, then you see the result of honouring God, and then you've got understanding to do that. It's very simple. And so God gives us His wisdom. So when we follow God's wisdom, then we can start receiving the things that God wants us to receive. And it just takes a humble heart to sit back and say, okay, Father, you teach me. I want to know. I want to know how to do this with the right heart, the right mind, and that I can also encourage other people the right way. And so it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do. That's why we listen, so that we can observe to do all His commands which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. See, God wants to set you up on high. In fact, in Christ, He's already set us up on high. He's set us at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We're at the right hand of the Father right now, spiritually speaking. We're at two places at once, here and there. And this world is not our home. So now we got a choice. We can either walk by the five senses, what we see, what we hear, or we can walk by the Spirit of the living God. We can walk and apply the wisdom that's written in the Scriptures. We can appropriate it and walk by the Spirit with those things. And it says, all these blessings. See, people say, oh, you're seeking the right hand of God. You're seeking the blessings. You're not seeking God. Well, that's not correct. You're not going to get the blessing without seeking God, right? But the result of that is those blessings manifested in your life. So like Kathy said, you know, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. How do we manifest it? We manifest it by applying what God is showing us to do, by applying His wisdom, by speaking His wisdom, by listening to that still small voice. Today, being led by that Spirit of God, living in that Spirit of God, speaking by the Spirit of God, and walking by the Spirit of God. All these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. God knows that we want to be blessed. He knows that. And He's saying, okay, if you listen to me, my blessings will come down and they'll overtake you. You won't be able to keep up with it. You won't be able to keep up with it. That's my plan for you. That's my heart to you. But I just want you to put me first. I want you to listen to my voice. And so there comes a relationship. See, I have a relationship with my God. And it's through that relationship of relying and trusting on Him that He's showing me these things and I'm beginning to manifest the things. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thou be in thy basket and in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. God wants you happy every inch of your life, every category of your life, every area of your life. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven. Wow. And it's true. When you're walking with God, when you're keeping Him first, when your heart and life is dedicated to Him, 100% sold out to God, then these things happen. The Lord shall command the blessing. The Lord, Jehovah, shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse. God wants you to be blessed. And in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto Himself, as He hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep thy commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in His ways. Why? Why does God want us to keep what He says, even to us today? Because He knows we will be victorious in every situation. We will be the lights. We will be blessed. We will be provided for. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. So we don't want to serve any other gods. We don't want to listen to any other voice. But we want to listen to the voice of the Lord our God. And God is working in you today, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. When we say what God is saying today, when we make that confession of our mouth, every day when we get up, we declare that we are blessed. We declare that we are the righteousness of God. We declare that we are the head and not the tail. We declare that we are seated at the right hand side, that we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We declare that we're prosperous. We declare that we're in a position to be a blessing, that we are so blessed that we can give and we can do what God wants us to do, that we're free to live and move. When we start doing that, when we honour God with the substance, that's the first place we begin into manifesting, as well as with the confession. When we use the least error of our faith, which is in your giving, read Luke chapter 16, that'll give you more clarification. then you can see that God is true to his words. He will do what he says he will do. He will provide for you. He will bless you. He will send you laborers. You've got to desire it. You've got to want that like you want. What's the most thing you want in your life right now? You'll save up money to go and get it, maybe. If it's a car, or if it's a caravan, or something that you really want. You would, if you haven't got the money for it, you would save up for it, or you might go and get a loan for it. You've got to want God's stuff like that, even more. What are you willing to give up? And God doesn't really want you to give up anything apart from your old nature, your old thinking. You're hanging on to the flesh. You're hanging on to your best friend or your mother or a ministry or another believer. God wants you to solely depend upon him. And he wants to give great outreach. You know, he wants to give many laborers. He's waiting to send. Are you ready for the laborer? Are you praying for the laborer? Are you desiring it? Are you desiring your own field? That you want, Father, you give me a laborer, someone that I can encourage, that's going to take off with you. And that person's going to win millions. Through that one person, millions will come. See, if we look at our circumstances, well, you know, I'm the only one here at the moment. I'm pretty much isolated. Do you think God can't give you a laborer in lockdown or wearing a face mask? He can give you a laborer anywhere. And he can open up those doors for you. See, we got to expect big from God. You know, God says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask for. Think, imagine, he can do exceedingly abundantly, but if you really go to him with all your heart, Father, I really want to serve you, I really, here am I, send me, give me that one laborer, Father, I'll do whatever you would, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to give up whatever you want me to give up, I'm willing to forsake whatever you want me to forsake, to gain you, and to manifest all that you've got. My first concern here, apart from my family and my walk with God, my first thing is ministry of reconciliation. The fields are white unto harvest right now, just like when Jesus said it. And the laborers are still few, because many people live unto themselves. They come to fellowship, get what they want for that moment, get blessed for that moment, and go off, and then they're down, and then they're up, then they're down, like the yo-yo. You need to be focused. You need to be committed. You need to be sorted. If the salt has lost its savour, it's henceforth good for nothing, and is only fit to be cast out to be trodden under the foot of men. You need to make up your minds, gird up your loins. I want to live for God. I want to move for God. I want to speak for God. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to speak sound doctrine, which is the heavenly words that he energizes in you. That is sound doctrine. That is the sound doctrine. It's not what men says, not men's working of the scriptures. Because there's many people that work the scriptures from many different ministries. You'll end up getting confused. You end up becoming stale. And not knowing what to do, not knowing your purpose. A bit afraid to move here because that minister might say something to you. A bit afraid to move there because the other minister might say something to you. And then you lose friends with the ministers. Then you're on your own. What are you going to do? Because I was there. Trust in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. We put our trust in Jehovah, the living God, and his son Jesus Christ. And we have a relationship with them individually. We go to them. And then when God puts in your heart to connect somewhere, you do it. And do it with all your might. With everything you do, do it with all your might. Be serious. See, I'm a person that's serious with God. I'm willing to leave everything. If God says, leave the family now, don't be on your own. I'll do it. I'll do whatever. This is me from the time I knew about God and Jesus Christ. All I ever desired was to live unto them. All I ever desired was to do what they wanted me to do. And I'm willing to lose friends to do the right thing. This is where I got in my life. And I'm blessed I made the right decision. I'm blessed I chose God. I'm blessed I connected where God showed me to connect. I'm blessed I decided to follow God and honor God with the encouragement I was given. Because now he's blessing. And the blessings are not just financial. They're spiritual blessings being manifested. There's people connecting. There's people that want to know. There's people that God is working in me to give them words that are working with them. And now they're beginning to see how to really move. Because it takes time with people. When you've been taught a certain way for so many years, you get stuck. Okay, you're afraid to step out of that mold. You've got to be willing to break any mold that's been put on you. Any way that you've learned, you've got to be willing to forsake that to gain Christ, to do what he says, to do what God says by him in us. And I know what I'm talking about because I'm doing it. You know, I really want to grab you, say, listen to me. If you want what I got, then do what I do. Listen to me. Get focused. This is how I really feel. Like if I was telling my kids something, you know, Maya, my grandchild, if she's not listening, I say, Maya, now listen to me. Granddad loves you. Now you do what I'm telling you now, and you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. She's like, okay, Granddad. And then she does it. And I treat her just like I treated my kids. You know, she's blessed and she loves me because she knows I'm straight with her. She knows she's not going to get any crap. She's going to get the right thing, the loving thing, the thing that I understand to be right, I'm going to get to her. And that's what we need to be with God's people. You're not going to put a mold around me. Okay, I'm already molded into the image of Christ. I've got Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's where my focus is set. That's who I will stand before to give an account of my life. And so my heart is to listen to the voice of my Father and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. I was sharing with a couple of people this week. We've got to put it to the test, what we're learning. You have to put it to the test. God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Put the honouring God to the test. Put the connecting to the test. Be faithful doing it, and then you'll start to see result. Prove it. What's the point in doing it if it doesn't work? If honouring God doesn't, if faithfully and consistently honouring God where you're being fed doesn't work, don't do it. That's what I say. But it works. So I would say practice it and be consistent and faithful. See the manifestation of that. Pray for the labourers daily from the heart. Give your desire to God. Practice it and then you'll start to see the manifestation of it. Prove it. Prove it. Prove what you're learning to you. Put it to the test. People listen, but not many do. God wants us to be doers of his word that you're receiving. So if we do that, if we're intentional, like I'm intentional to come on here and allow God to work in me to give to you what he's working in my heart. I'm intentional to hear the voice of God in what you're saying and then do it. What I receive, what I pick up, I'm going to do that. That is so from God. That's my Father's voice. I am going to do that. I'm not going to look at the face who said it. I'm going to listen to the words that spoke it. And that is coming from my Heavenly Father. My sheep hear my voice. So, like, this is with joy. You know, like, God wants us to have a joyful day, a peaceful day. He wants us to have a happy day. You'll get your strength through peace. And you can only have peace through the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. He dwells in you. When that Spirit of God's activated in you, then you got it. You got the focus. You got the understanding. It's just there. It's just like a knowing. Like God just gives you a knowing. Man, this is like, you're it. I know I'm in the right place. I know I'm doing the right thing. I am very confident of what I'm doing. I'm confident to sit here speaking in tongues. I'm confident of picking up the phone and speaking to someone. I'm confident with the things I share with people. Because I'm not relying on me. I'm relying on him. I want to give you him, not me. And if all of us make up our minds to do that, then many people will rise up. Now, Asun mentioned about future times. This just shows the urgency of our time. Because we don't know. We don't know when we're going to be gathered. We don't know. We can have a sense, but we don't know the day or hour. We should live now, like with I'm sharing. Fully unto God, focused with God. The leaders in India, they are focused with God. And the majority don't have Bibles, but they can hear what's being spoken. They can receive it to their heart, and they also speak powerfully from God. Signs, miracles, and wonders are following. So you can walk like that right here in the West. It's not just because it's India. God is the same everywhere. So it's where we possession our heart and mind. And open your mouth when God brings the people to you. When he puts them in front of you, or you in front of them, you speak boldly without repentance. In other words, you speak what God puts in your heart, and you don't have to say sorry. You don't have to worry about feelings, because God knows how to touch and minister to the heart, but he needs you to open your mouth. So these things are just really, like, in my heart. You know, do you want labourers? Ask yourself this. Do I want a labourer? Do I want to see the word move? Do I want to have my fellowship in my house? Do I want to receive people to me, regardless of lockdown? Do I want to receive them? Okay, Father, my home is open. I begin. Okay, God, what day do you want me to do it? Right, okay, God, I'll do it this day. And then you just make it available. How can God send if nothing's available? Make a day available. He'll fill it up. If you've got an empty space, he'll fill it up. If you've got a cluttered space, he can't fill it up. It's already filled. So clear out the junk in your mind, in your heart, and in your home. And say, okay, Father, my life is unto you. My house is your house. My home is your home. My bank is your bank. Everything that I have is yours. You've given it to me. Now use it for your purposes. Show me how to apply myself. And he will. He will. That's asking God for wisdom. And I pray to God, Father, give me a knowledge of the holy. give me that wisdom. Give me that understanding. And he's given it. So I just really encourage you, like, have an expectation of great things that God really wants to work with you. Chrissy, right where you are in Los Angeles, the field of white unto harvest. Scott, right where you are in New Jersey, the fields of white unto harvest. Bambi, right where you are. And Amy, right where you are. Katy, right where you are. Michael, right where you are. Peter, right where you are. Barbara, right where you are. Nancy, right where you are. Mary Long, right where you are. The fields are still white unto harvest. Doesn't matter all the ministries around you. Your field, is it filled? Does it have a laborer? Your own personal field. You want your own personal field with God. And say, Father, give me my fields. Give me my laborers. Send them. I desire this. And you give me the words that are going to cause them to come and grow. And I come to you with all my desire, because except you build the house, I labor in vain. Everything from God, not by my might, nor by my power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Okay, Zechariah 4, 6 and 7. It's grace. God does the work. I give you all a challenge. See who you can bring on to fellowship next week, onto this Zoom fellowship. Invite another person. Ask God, Father, give me someone that wants to know, and I'll bring them on the Zoom. Let's see this thing grow. Let's ask God to cause it to grow. Because if it's growing here, it's growing there. We're the one body of Christ. We are the church of the living God. He's a living God. Almighty, powerful God. And he's at work. And I'm here every day. And every day I've got something to do. God gives me people to speak to minister to. Because I ask him to do that for me. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. This is what God wants you to do. Give him your desire and expect big. God says, say it from your mouth. Declare from your mouth what you want. I said it last week. Your tongue is the rudder of your life. Like the big ship, it has a little rudder that steers it. Our tongue is the same for us. So say what you want. God showed me that. Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see. Lots of people don't know what they want. What do you want with God? Get clear and concerned on what you want with the Father. And then aim towards that. And then declare this. And then stick to it. And then pray and confess it's already yours. Act like it's already yours. Like, we have thousands of people hooking up. I'm going to have to get some more internet connection coming in here now. More TVs on the wall. and then God's going to make it so easy for people to travel, because they're going to come to my home. People want to be here. There's people around the world are making their way here. This is my confession. This is my vision. That people are on the planes, the trains, the buses, on foot, bicycle, taxi, you name it, hang gliders. They all want to come here, not because of me, but they want to hear the words God's given me to speak. Just like Queen Bathsheba, she went all the way to see Solomon because of the wisdom that was coming out of his mouth. Well, people are coming to me, and people are coming to you the same way because of the wisdom that's coming out. They know it's from God, so they want to hear your words. Because they know their heavenly words that are there to deliver, direct, and give vision, give hope, and give expectation. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.